The winning of the century has come and gone.
Yes.
The anticipation for this wedding, my God, it was like my entire year was consumed. But I tell you what, it was an amazing day.
So this is your one of your best friends, Camilla from MKR.
Yeah, she was my partner on MKR. Yep. Anyway, it was so fab. Like, the venue was off its head. The food was the best food that I have ever had at an event.
Oh, you're hard to impress too. So that really says something.
And the wine, oh my God, because Camilla's the same. Like, she paid particular attention to those details. Anyway, it was truly fabulous.
Where's the venue, by the way? I just want to find out. Where was it? Where was
the
place?
In Country Victoria, Mount Macedon.
Mm, la la.
Mm, la la.
Yeah, very nice.
So we had the wedding rehearsal on Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. and Camilla had a Catholic wedding. She is Catholic. Did I know? Oh, my God.
Yes.
She's not like a practicing Catholic and her husband Tom isn't religi. I didn't realise that, like, she was super religious, but it was a full Catholic wedding.
No, where sometimes you're forced into it by the family, I reckon, if your parents are super religious.
She said that she wasn't forced into it.
Really?
She wanted to do it. So
okay.
It was in a church.
Yeah.
We had to do the rehearsal the day before, obviously, because I was doing a reading. So we all, as a bridesmaid, we had to know where to stand. And, of course, the bridesmaids walk in first, one after the other. There's three of us and I was last. And the priest, the Catholic priest, was like, when you walk down the aisle, you must bow at the altar and then move into your position. And I'm like, what? I'm going to bow. Bow for what? And he's like, you must bow in the house of God. You must bow and pay your respects to the Lord God. And I said, is that really necessary? Is it mandatory that we do that? And he said, yes. And he absolutely got stuck into me in front of the whole bridal party. He got so annoyed that I'd asked the question. How dare I ask that question in the house of God? And I said to him, but with all due respect, Father, what if I was Jewish? And to that.
What happened?
He was also not very happy. He said, you do what I say in the church of God. Honestly, I couldn't believe it. He was in the most foul mood, and I'm not kidding.
It should be an option if you're religious or not. If you choose to do it, that's good. If you choose not to do it, that should be on you as well. That should be fine.
But his argument was that I was in his house, his God's house, and so I do as God would say in his house. But, like, you know, I was being respectful to his God or whatever, but I didn't think it was necessary that I had to bow. Anyway, I was so scared to stuff up on the day. You know, nerves are pumping through your veins because you've got to perform. You've got to look good. You're walking down the aisle. Everybody's looking at you. I was the dress foofer as well. So I had to make sure that Camilla's dress was always foofed appropriately. Plus, I had to make sure that I did my prayer reading appropriately. And I'm not religi, but I still had to be like a religious individual.
Did they give you that prayer? You didn't have to come up with it. You just had
They gave it to you.
Yep.
Anyway, my time had arrived where I had to walk down the aisle and bow at the altar and then get in place.
The big moment. Do you go against the priest?
The big moment.
Or do you do what he says in his house? Oh, what'd you do?
I was going to ask for a drum roll. You probably don't have that ready. Drum roll, please.
No, I can get you one. I'll get you one. No, let's do it. All right. What did Paula do?
I didn't bow.
Oh.
And you know what? It wasn't just me. Every single person in the wedding procession did not bow because we were so nervous. We forgot.
And did you look up at the priest as this was happening? Because he would have been fuming that you guys didn't do that.
Because he was equally as nervous.
Yes.
He was equally as nervous. He forgot bits and pieces of his own sermon. And he never said anything about it.
Is this the first wedding this guy's ever done or something?
Honestly.
What was he nervous about?
I don't even know. But I wouldn't be surprised if that was his first wedding.
I reckon you challenged him that hard on the Friday. You put the fear of God into him himself.
Good.
He's probably too scared to stuff up in front of you, the corrector.
Praise be to God.
Which is kind of why I'm glad you weren't at my wedding as well, to be honest.
But yours wasn't religious, so I wouldn't have had to bow at you.
But it really relieved the stress of not being critiqued too hard. You know what I mean?